Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning, I want to start out with some information about the new coronavirus food assistance program. Ag producers can now apply for the USDA's coronavirus food assistance program. It's called CFAP, and that provides direct payments to offset impacts from the coronavirus pandemic. The application and payment calculator are now available online, and Farm Service Agency staff members are available via phone, fax, and online tools to help producers complete the applications. Applications are going to be accepted through August 28th of this year. Through CFAP, USDA is making available $16 million for vital financial assistance to producers of ag commodities who suffered a 5% or greater decline due to price decline due to COVID-19 and face additional significant market costs as a result of the lower demand, surplus production, and disruption to shipping patterns and the early marketing of commodities. We also want to remind producers that the program is structured to ensure the availability of funding for all eligible producers who apply. In order to do this, producers will receive 80% of their maximum total payment upon approval of the application. The remaining portion of the payment, not to exceed the payment limits, will be paid at a later date nationwide as the funds remain available. Producers can download the CFAP application and other eligibility forms from the website farmers.gov/CFAP. Also on that website, producers can find a payment calculator to help identify sales and inventory records that are needed to apply and calculate the potential payments. Producers of all eligible commodities will apply through their local FSA office, and those who use the online calculator tool will be able to print off a pre-filled CFAP application. They can sign and submit it to the office either electronically or via hand delivery. If you have more information or want more information, or you would need to provide your information in instances where you do not have access to the online tools, contact us here at the Cass County office. And next, remember to complete your crop acreage reports. Cass County office is currently open by phone and virtual appointments only, but we can still work with producers on timely filling out their crop acreage reports. FSA staff can provide assistance over the phone, by email, and through virtual meetings via Microsoft Teams. July 15th is the acreage reporting date for crops in Iowa. In order to comply with the program requirements for FSA, all producers must file an accurate crop acreage report by the applicable deadline. FSA staff is still able to assist producers in complete acreage reports, including providing maps. Maps for all Cass County controlled farms have recently been mailed to all producers, along with instructions for completing the maps. After your planning is complete, producers should return the completed maps and the acreage reporting sheet to our office as soon as possible. After the completed maps and all acreage reporting information is received, FSA is going to make software updates and let the producers know the completed report of acreage form, which is the form FSA 578 is ready to sign. There's a couple of exceptions to the acreage reporting dates. If the crop has not been planted by the acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported no later than 15 calendar days after the planting is completed. Or if a producer acquires additional acreage after the acreage reporting date, then the acreage must be reported no later than 30 calendar days after the purchase or acquiring the lease. Appropriate documentation must be provided to the county office to prove that. Producers should also report crop acreages they intend to plant, but due to natural disasters were unable to. Prevented planting acreage must be reported on Form CCC 576, which is a notice of loss. That needs to be done no later than 15 calendar days after the final planting date as established by FSA and USDA's Risk Management Agency. Non-insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, if producers have those policies, they should note that the acreage reporting date for NAP-covered crops is the earlier of the date, July 15th, or 15 calendar days before the grazing or harvesting of the crop begins. If you've applied for organic certification and don't receive it before your acreage reporting deadline, you may provide the necessary documentation to FSA immediately upon the receipt of that certifying document. If you have any further questions, contact your local FSA office. Now, Conservation Reserve Program cover maintenance. Producers participating in the CRP program are reminded for CRP cover maintenance, that they are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or it adversely impacts other landowners in the area. GFP participants need to receive FSA approval before they begin any spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which began May 15th, and it runs through August 1st. Treatment includes any spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. As a reminder, producers who completed CRP mid-contract management activities this spring, we need to have those turned in along to get their cost share billing as soon as possible in order for us to process for those for payment. If the CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, producers are reminded they need to complete the mid-contract management after August 1st and before September 30th of this year. And finally, the 2020 County Committee election nominations. Nomination period for the Cass County Committee, FSA Cass County Committee, begins June 15th, and the nomination forms must be postmarked and received in the Cass County FSA office by the close of business on August 1st. County committees are unique to FSA, and they allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation. Cass County FSA office is actively seeking nominees for the local administrative area, which encompasses Lincoln, Messina, Union, Edna, and Victoria townships all in Cass County. If you reside in any of those townships and are involved with the farm as an owner, operator, or other tenant, please consider serving your fellow producers of the FSA County Committee. The annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on the committees is important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or a longtime producer, whether you have a large or a small operation. The elected county committee members serve a three-year term, and they're responsible for making decisions on FSA disaster, conservation, commodity and price support programs, as well as important federal farm program issues, which ensure the needs of local farmers and producers are met. The committee meets about once a month. Members are paid for their time and reimbursed for their mileage. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign the form FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. Producers can nominate themselves or they can nominate others as candidates. Organizations representing minority and women farmers may also nominate candidates. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit a nomination to serve on the county committee. For more information or to complete an application, contact us here at the FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those of you in Cass County, our office is at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. You can find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov, or you can reach us by email at iaatlantic, which is iaatlantic-fsa@usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.